You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Well, I'm going to get married today, and I have my two friends here with me. Oh, sorry. My two bride friends here with me, and I'm waiting for the groom.
It's pretty hard not to smile here at the intersection of Worth and Center Streets in Lower Manhattan. This is where the city clerk is, and on a hot summer afternoon, next to cops and guys selling hot dogs, a few commuters, couples are getting married. They come out of the office building smiling, holding hands, posing for photos with whoever witnessed the ceremony, where it costs $35 to get a marriage license. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This week, it's June. It is wedding season, so we're talking weddings and unions, from eye-popping budgets to doing it on the cheap. Come tell us about your wedding, what you spent, what you wish you spent, what you wish you didn't spend. You can reach us at marketplaceweekend.org and click on Go. Hit us up on our Facebook page or tweet us. We're at Marketplace WKND. At the courthouse and beyond, the American wedding is more than just a legal act or even a big day. It is a massive business. You've got venues and florists, caterers, tent rental companies, dressmakers, and on. Call it the wedding industrial complex. So that is where we're starting. Back in the studio now with David Wood, the president of the Association of Bridal Consultants, one of the biggest trade groups in the industry. I asked him how much money American weddings bring in.
Depending on what you include, it's a little over $80
billion. $80
billion? Yes, ma'am. And that's not just total. That's every single year domestic U.S. wedding industry.
What fits under that umbrella?
Really, everything a bride or a groom would spend money on. And it's a frighteningly large industry and one of the last fragmented industries where there's no single behemoth taking over everything.
So how much money are we talking about? Because you look at average numbers and they're somewhere in the $30,000 range for an American wedding. But that doesn't really give you what median spending is.
Sure. It's kind of like I think of it as, you know, what is the average family, if you will? 2.4 children, but nobody has 2.4 children. So I think people are spending, you know, let's say in the middle of the country, $10,000 to $12,000, if even that much. And then if you look at the urban centers, you know, here in New York, Chicago, West Coast, you know, you're quickly $70,000, $80,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money. I went back and looked at some of the historical numbers, and even during the Depression, people were spending, adjusted for inflation, about $5,000, which was a quarter of household income then. Now it's closer to half, but it tells you that Americans love spending money on weddings. Why? You've been doing this for a while. Why do we love this so much?
Sure. I think we enjoy the big show. In the 40s and 50s, we had needs and we manufactured products to fill the needs. Now I think we've switched things in this country. We have some products or some ideas, and then we go out and manufacture the needs. So we've convinced people that for some reason they have to have these enormous celebrations.
There are a number of trade shows. Your organization is involved in a lot of these trade shows, and you see the things that people spend money on. I gather there is a phrase. People refer to brides as drunken sailors.
Well, that would insult several drunken sailors because they're even worse than that. But we love them. Our organization, we happen to be the biggest. We're in all 50 states and 31 countries. And don't forget, overseas, they're also losing their minds. But that's fine. At the end of the day, you give the customer what they want. Domestically, though, we have 2.4 million weddings every year. And people are going to even longer lead times. You know, some of the things that have changed recently, we've tracked. People are getting married later. You know, we're up to, we used to be kind of 24-ish on the bride, 26 on the groom. We're now as high as late 20s, 29 on the bride, 31 on the groom. And they're planning as far as a year and a half out, which unfortunately is sometimes longer than the marriage itself, but we build it for them. The first thing they choose.
Wait, do you feel uncomfortable about that? You see somebody maybe going into debt thinking, I don't know, this thing might fall apart.
Exactly. You know, we try to tell them, don't go into debt over this. $30,000 is an awful lot of money to spend on a Saturday afternoon. You know, that could be a nice deposit on a one-bedroom starter condo somewhere, but that's not what people want.
How long have you been in this business?
About 15 years ago. You know, I had a real job for many, many years, which was wonderful, but then wanted to work for myself and looked at an awful lot of industries. And my goofy background, if I may, I studied math at Dartmouth and have an MBA from Harvard. And I said, geez, what's out there that may not have matured the way other industries have? And as you look around, you see this enormous industry that's still filled with a collection of entrepreneurs, thus the wedding industry.
And so what have you seen over those 15 years and how the industry has grown and changed?
There are higher expectations by the buyer. You know, we have a very sophisticated buyer today. Information is everywhere. If anything, we're drowning in it. But that buyer, which is pretty much the bride, it's not as much the parents anymore. You know, we build based on who's paying for the event. So what we have seen is actually some unrealistic expectations in terms of what they want, because we all see it, all these choices, but people don't realize how expensive they are. So we have to bring a bit of a reality check and really be the budget enforcer.
Something that our listeners wrote us about was the wedding markup, that if you, say, tell a venue that you're having a party, that's one price. You tell them that you're having a wedding, it's 20%, 25% more expensive. What's going on there?
Yeah, good question. But I think today's buyer is also aware of that. And we shop the choices. I mean, we really put the venues in competition.
But why is it more expensive for a wedding?
Oh, just because they think that you are a one-time buyer and they think you're a very emotional buyer, both of which are true. Using a wedding planner, we're able to shop places a little bit more. And also, our wedding planners might be doing 10 or 12 weddings a year, we will actually get better pricing from a venue as a repeat supplier or a band or a caterer than a one-time retail buyer might get.
When you look at weddings vis-a-vis the economy as a whole, how do they fit into economic cycles?
Yeah, well, we can't figure that out because they don't they don't track each other. Wedding spending, and to God's ears, has continued independent of the economy. Now, it doesn't roar up in good economies and it doesn't drop off in weaker economies. I mean, you may not have as much of an over-the-top, but you're still going to have the celebration because most people think, as most are, a one-time big event in your life.
This show is inspired in part by the fact that my little brother is getting married. And I wonder what wisdom you have accumulated over the course of this business that you would pass on.
Well, we wish him well, but I would encourage him to not just focus on getting married, but also put some energy into being married.
David Wood is president of the Association of Bridal Consultants. Thank you so much.
Thank you.